Now to some musical relics. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its latest inductees today. So, who made the list?
That's Alice Cooper, the original self-proclaimed rock villain. He will be inducted along with his band.
Another one who made the cut, singer-songwriter and sports stadium sing-along favorite, Neil Diamond.
And Robert, here's where we come in. So good, so good.
I'll pass on that. Next up, New Orleans musician Malcolm Rebenack, better known as Dr. John. He was also inducted.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
And it was the right place and the right time also for the genre-defying Tom Waits, a singer perhaps better known for his unmistakable voice than for any one song.
Well, I see you tonight.
And finally, the lone female inductee this year is Darlene Love. She was once with the girl group The Blossoms, but she also had a successful solo career.
Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry.
And when there are winners, there are also losers. Donovan, the Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, and the J. Geils Band were among those who were nominated but not inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
At least one nominee walked away, though, with a consolation prize.
Bon Jovi, the band, won't be enshrined in 2011, but lead singer John Bon Jovi will be appointed to the White House Council on Community Solutions.
President Obama announced plans for the council yesterday to advise him on community issues.
And it turns out John Bon Jovi is the chairman of a nonprofit named after him that works to provide affordable housing to low-income families.
Every step I take.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.